when the forest burns, they open up.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Programming on CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by financial gifts from Elizabeth, Jack, Natalie, and listeners just like yourself.
Today's Newfound Records show first aired in 2018.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the program. I'm Wayne Tucker. Well, December's here, and that means it's time to break out the Christmas music, and I've got a show full of it for you today. And, of course, it's all by Newfoundland and Labrador's recording artists of Christmas past. And, on today's show, all of the music you'll hear is from those little vinyl records with the huge holes, also known as 45 RPM singles, like this one by Father Brendan Foley, Star Over Bethlehem.
Sleeps tonight.
voice of Father Brendan Foley, and he was singing from a 45 RPM single. I think he recorded that in the late 1970s. That's my best guess. And I need to go looking for a better copy of that because of all the surface noise on that one. I tried my best to clean it, but that's as good as I could do with it. A little about Father Foley now. He was from Scotland. He came to Newfoundland in 1976 for a vacation at Calvert. He liked the simple lifestyle there, and he decided to stay. Moved to St. John's, where he became assistant priest at St. Patrick's Parish. Father Foley was a gifted singer and an entertainer, and became known as the singing priest. He released a vinyl LP in, I think, the mid-1970s, and that would have been while he was still living in the UK, I would think. I've heard a rumor that there was a second LP as well, but I haven't been able to confirm that. The song you just heard him do, Star Over Bethlehem, now I looked around, tried to find some information about it, and could find absolutely nothing. I don't know who wrote it, don't know anything about it. On that single, Father Foley was backed by the Ralph Walker Orchestra, well known in jazz circles in St. John's back in the, I'm not sure when they would have started, probably the, could go right back to the 50s and on to the 60s and the 70s. They didn't do much recording, though, the Ralph Walker Orchestra. They appeared as backup musicians for a few artists, but too bad. Would like to have heard more by them. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. We're spinning Christmas 45s today. And next up is Gary O'Driscoll. Gary from Bay Bulls. He's a multi-talented, and I mean multi-talented, singer, a songwriter, musician, and record producer. He's made a distinguished contribution to local music scene for the last three or four decades. I was amazed at all that he's done when I started to look into it. He's produced more than 50 albums by some of Newfoundland's finest artists, including top acts like the Irish Descendants, Shanny Ginnock. He's produced for the Masterless Men and the Ennis Sisters, as well as Janet Cull, Colleen Power. The list goes on and on and on, actually. Gary O'Driscoll was a founding director of the Music Industry Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. That was in the early 80s that got going. And he wrote many songs, and I think perhaps the best known of his songs are Out from St. Leonard's and Christmas in the Harbour. And we'll hear that one shortly, but I thought I'd spin first its flip side, and that's called The First Christmas Day, also written by Gary O'Driscoll. I'm taking that from the single that he released. I figure around 1982 it was on Atlantis Records.
In the city of David, a long time ago, to Mary and Joseph, a boy child was born. They called his name Jesus, the King of all kings. And the angels on high sang a chorus of joy to herald the first Christmas day. Shepherds heard heavenly hosts in the sky, from the east bearing gifts there came three old magi. Followed the star till they came to the place, and they knelt round his manger to pray. And the angels on high sang a chorus of joy to herald the first Christmas day. Soon spread across the land, and the people all welcomed the Savior of man. And his word has gone out for all people to hear, great people and small on this day recall the first Christmas a long time ago. Great people and small on this day recall the first Christmas a long time ago.
Lovely. Gary O'Driscoll, The First Christmas Day. Okay, time for a break right now, but do stay with us for more Gary O'Driscoll on the other side.
Don't do drugs at all or drink alcohol underage, cause it will ruin your life.
But seriously, don't.
Don't drink and drive. Also, don't do it high unless you want to die.
And again, seriously, don't.
Goodbye.
This public announcement is brought to you by CHMR 93.5 FM.
Hi, I'm George Grandy, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The program originates from CHMR FM on the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. In addition to airing on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on 5 community stations throughout Newfoundland and on these fine stations in Eastern Canada: CIOE in Lower Sackville, Caper Radio in Sydney, CHSR in Fredericton, CIUT in Toronto, and CIDI in Brome-Missisquoi. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
And a special welcome to new listeners to the Newfound Records Radio Hour in the Cape Breton area. They're listening on CKOA, the Coast 89.7. Great to have you on deck with us. I'm Wayne Tucker, and we're spinning 45 RPM singles today. Specifically, I'm spinning Newfoundland and Labrador Christmas singles. And to kick off this portion of the show, an encore from Gary O'Driscoll. I told you about him before the break and played the B-side of his Christmas single. And now for the A-side, a song that Gary wrote for a CBC TV special called Up at Hours, a Newfoundland and Labrador television comedy-drama series. It was created by actor-playwright Gordon Pinson and aired in the early 1980s. The song, Christmas in the Harbor. Gary wrote it, and that one has become a Newfoundland and Labrador classic. And I really love the images that Gary creates throughout the song, the Christmassy images. Young and old all dance and sing, enjoying all the jennying. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas in the Harbor.
Tur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay, Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Church bells ring out loud and clear, people come from far and near. Old men drink their Christmas cheer, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Young girl faces all aglow, smile beneath the mistletoe. Yule log embers brightly glow, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Tur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay, Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Children sleep without a sound, all nestled in their rider down. Snow is falling softly down, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Tur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay, Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say, it's Christmas in the Harbor. Are laden down with snow, as off to midnight mass they go. hand in hand across the snow. It's Christmas in the harbor. Dur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay. Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say. It's Christmas in the harbor. Young and old all dance and sing, enjoying all the jennying. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas in the harbor. Tur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay. Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say. It's Christmas in the harbor. Tur-a-lur-a-lur-a-lay. Christ the King was born today. Hark the herald angels say. It's Christmas in the harbor.
Check out the archives page on newfoundrecords.ca and listen to interviews with Newfoundland and Labrador's musical pioneers whenever you want to.
Hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming home for Christmas. It's been a long, long time, and we know that you have missed us. Likewise, I'm sure we couldn't miss you more. A newborn child is with us. So hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming home for Christmas. Excursion fares always disappear just when you need them most. I guess everybody's going home from the west down to the east coast. It's a 5-day drive. I'm drinking 5 Alive and black coffee from a thermos. So hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming home for Christmas. Hello, Mom and Dad, we're coming home for Christmas. It's been a long, long time, and we know that you have missed us. Likewise, I'm sure we couldn't miss you more. A newborn child is with us. So hello, Mom and Dad, we're coming home for Christmas. I guess all the boys and the girls too are coming home with their kids. Turkey dinner while we reminisce all the crazy things we did. I sometimes wonder how you and Dad tolerated all our badness. Hello, Mom and Dad, we're coming home for Christmas. Hello, Mom and Dad, we're coming home for Christmas. It's been a long, long time, and we know that you have missed us. Likewise, I'm sure we couldn't miss you more. A newborn child is with us. So hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming home for Christmas. Hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming.
Hello, Mom and Dad. We're coming home for Christmas. That's A. Frank Willis. From 1984 or so, I figure. A single that he released on the Hare record label, H-A-R-E, produced and arranged by Albert MacDonald. What a fine production. No musician credits, unfortunately. No indication where it was recorded, but what a high-quality production it was. And in before A. Frank, by the way, you heard Gary O'Driscoll with his modern classic, Christmas in the Harbor. Gary O'Driscoll wrote that one, as did A. Frank Willis write the song that he sang, Hello, Mom and Dad. A Frank song, the one you just heard, got tons of local radio play when it came out, and still does. That's one of the most played local Christmas songs. And in my humble opinion, that is one of A. Frank's finest recordings ever. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and today we're spinning all Newfoundland and Labrador Christmas 45s. Now, I told you that A. Frank's song was recorded on the Hair Records label. And on the other side of that one is a song by another group, a group called the Wiseman Brothers. And I do believe they were from the Dover area in Newfoundland, as was A. Frank Willis. So there's some kind of an association going on there. On the other side then is a Christmas song by the Wiseman Brothers, who are Sean and Perry Wiseman, and it's all about getting in the mood for Christmas. What puts you in a Christmassy mood? You know, what is it? Is it for me? Well, it could be the first fall of snow. That helps. And for some, Christmas shopping, music in the stores and supermarkets when that first plays. In my opinion, it's played too early, but people like it, I guess. Then there's the Santa Claus parade held in late November. That could do it. And of course, after that parade, generally speaking, that's when Christmas music on the radio kicks in, like what you're hearing today. So let's hear how the Wiseman Brothers know it's Christmas time again.
Sometimes it don't seem like Christmas when Christmas gets a start at Halloween. Ads for toys on the TV with the limbs of the fir tree still green. But when I put my foot through the doorway, Mama smiles and wonders where I've been. Dad says the tree is set for trimming.
Visit Newfound Records on the web, like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter.
Everyone's feeling Christmas cheer, the kids are at their best. No one doubts that Santa will come, to doubt would be a jest. But up around the North Pole, it's not the way it should be. Santa's bundle in his bed with a fever of 103. Santa's brow as he moaned, this will never do. All the children will be waiting, I'm in a heck of a stew. Sarah said, you just lie still, there's something I've got to say. I have a little surprise for you that'll take care of Christmas Day. Sarah Claus,
she'll save the day. Twinkle came back in his eyes. Could it be true that Mrs. C could make this famous ride? He watched her as she donned his clothes. The elves filled up the sleigh. And when the reindeer were all hitched up,
she shouted up, up and away.
Grown-ups dream of peace on earth. Children dream of toys. Every home is filled with love. Every heart with joy. All the kids around the world think Santa's on his way. Sarah Claus, she'll save the day. Time had passed and Santa was worried. It's almost daylight, he moaned. I know that Sarah will do her best, but can't she do this job alone? All at once came a sound, sleigh bells and a voice in the wind.
Come on, Dancer, come on, Prancer, in a flash Mrs. C drove in.
She opened the door, shook the snow from her coat, and gave Mr. C a big grin. Santa smiled as Sarah said,
let Christmas begin.
He wrapped his arms around her, she said,
now don't you fret.
You can't believe the fun I've had.
It's a Christmas I won't forget.
Sarah Claus, you saved Christmas Day.
Sarah Claus, she got Santa out of a heck of a stew. Cute number there by a father and his two daughters. And the father, none other than the singing Newfoundlander, Michael T. Wall. His daughters, their names were Sarah, she was 11 years old at the time of the recording, and Sabrina, who was 7 years old at the time that was recorded. And the year that that was recorded, it was 31 years ago, in 1987. The song was called Sarah Claus. That's from a 45 RPM single that was released on Countrywide Records. That was quite a production. Michael T. Wall, he went all out for that one. And the backup music was provided by the Crystal Image Band with Gary Patterton on steel guitar. Great record. In before the Walls family, the Wiseman Brothers. This is Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker, and today we're spinning Newfoundland and Labrador Christmas 45s. And our next one features the Newfoundland Show Band. Now, most members of that band, they were from Belle Island in Conception Bay, Newfoundland. The song you're going to hear them do was written by Ray McLean of Belle Island. The song is called Good Old Newfie Christmas. Now, I got to point out, though, that it's not really from a 45 RPM single as such. Instead, it's what they call an EP, an extended play. And what that meant in this case was that there were 3 songs on each side of the disc. And they all have a Christmas theme. And the EP features a variety of artists. In addition to the Newfoundland Show Band, there's Honey West, the Singing Post Family. They do 2 songs out of 6. Joyce Simone, she does 1. And a little fellow by the name of Colin Butler, he did a number. And I don't think those other artists, other than the Newfoundland Show Band, were from the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. The label that the EP was released on is the Marathon label. And I suspect that that EP was not available commercially. It seems to me that it was probably distributed to radio stations for promotional purposes. Now, the song you're going to hear, Good Old Newfie Christmas, I played on the program before, by Dick Nolan. He did a great cover of it on the cassette that he released, the Christmas cassette called Christmas at Home. But I don't think I've ever played before the version by Ray McLean and the Newfoundland Show Band. So you're going to hear it right now, and here they are.
We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We won't go home until we're all half tied. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching bison brew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Bill Chipton will start with the lead guitar, Bill Whelan on the drums. David will join in with the bass and I'll just board along. Quince will play the squeeze box, the fiddle and mandolin. We'll drink and play till the break of day and then we'll start again. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We won't go home until we're all half tied. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching bison brew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. There'll be a pot of soup up on the stove and a turkey on the table. We'll eat and drink and dance and sing until we are unable. When everyone has had his fill, we'll walk out through the door. And when the next day rolls around, we swear we'll drink no more. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We won't go home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching bison brew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Great Newfoundland Christmas country number, the Newfoundland Show Band, good old Newfie Christmas. Did you notice the reference to bison brew in that song? Bison brew. That was brewed in Stephenville area in, oh, I'm not really sure when. I guess it was the late 60s, early 70s. I'm not sure how long it lasted, a few years, I think. It's time now for Newfound Records to take another short break, but do stay with us. We've got Christmas 45s by Dave and Aubrey, Dick Gardner, and Simoni on the other side.
Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone.
Tune in Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m. for Jig's Dinner with your host Roland Skinner on CHMR 93.5 FM.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Radio Player Canada, the must-have app that's as Canadian as you are. Friendly, ready to party, great company. From kitchen parties to curling bonspiels. Enjoy every type of radio station, anywhere, anytime. Listen through your phone, Sonos, Google Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Download the Radio Player Canada app today. It's where Canadian radio plays.
Hello, I'm Bob Davich, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland.
They're outboard people without port ways.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the St. John's campus of Memorial University. Be sure you check out the program's website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and there you can listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your emails to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. We now return with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Today we're spinning Newfoundland and Labrador Christmas 45s, and next, a little Christmas nonsense from Dave and Aubrey. Dave and Aubrey were Dave Pike and Aubrey Sweetapple, one of Newfoundland and Labrador's top country acts, particularly in the early 80s. I think they're both from the Glovertown area, and you might know them for their biggest hit, Bartender's Sweetheart. That was a massive hit in the early 80s. The album Bartender Sweetheart enjoyed huge sales by local standards. It sold 25,000 or so copies. Dave and Aubrey recorded that at the Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville, and they also recorded a single at Claude Sound, a Christmas single with two Christmas songs on it, both penned by Vince Coles of Ellis and Vince Coles fame. This A side of that record, the side we're going to spin right now, called Santa's a Bayman Like Us, and that's been covered by groups like Shenanigans, one of the province's most popular acts for the last few decades. Vince Coles, who wrote it, he recorded it as well. I think he recorded it after Dave and Aubrey recorded their rendition of it. Wayne Morgan recorded it as well, and I suspect others did too. What we're going to hear right now, I think, is probably the original version of the song by Dave and Aubrey. Don't worry, son, Santa's a Bayman like us.
Daddy, I'm afraid of going to bed. Santa might miss me tonight. He mightn't bother to come visit me, but go on to the bright city lights. As gently I wipe the tears from his eyes, I remember the fears of my youth. So I knew that the time had finally come to tell my young boy the whole truth. I said, son, there's no need to worry. There's no need to bother and fuss. We're the first ones that Santa will visit. Yeah, 'cause Santa's a Bayman like us. But Dad, if you say he's a Bayman, why does he live at the North Pole all year? Well, son, there was nothing poor Santa could do. Resettlement moved him up there. Remember last Christmas Eve, son, we left him some cake when we all went to bed. But when we got up, why, the cake was still there, for he'd eaten me cod's heads instead. I said, son, there's no need to worry. There's no need to bother and fuss. We're the first ones that Santa will visit. Yeah, 'cause Santa's a Bayman like us. Now I'll prove to you, son, he's a Bayman by showing the company he keeps. Why, the socks that he wears were knit, so I hear, from the wool off of Aunt Martha's sheep. Dad, I knew all along he's a Bayman. There was really no need for this chat. For last Christmas, old Santa gave Mommy a kiss, and she only lets Bayman do that. Well, boys, there's no need to worry. There's no need to bother and fuss. First ones that Santa will visit. Yeah, 'cause Santa's a Bayman like us. Yes, Santa's a Bayman like us.
Hi there, this is Fergus O'Byrne, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker.
I'm thinking of my family. I'm 200 miles from the nearest sea. I'm working at the mining company. Now I've been here since late last fall, where the north winds blow and the cold snow falls. But I'll be home for Christmas, Rosemary. I try to lose those lonesome blues, out with the boys and drinking booze. For being without you, dear, is hard on me. Oh, how I miss your pretty face, your tender smile, your warm embrace. Oh, I'll be home for Christmas, Rosemary. Christmas, Rosemary. much more, oh, woe is me. So come next month, I'll pack it in. Take EPA back where I've been. Oh, I'll be home for Christmas, Rosemary. Rosemary, so much to me, and I can't live without you, can't you see? I go to bed, I toss and turn, can't wait to see the break of dawn. No, I'll be home for Christmas, Rosemary. Yes, I'll be home.
I tried to lose those lonesome blues, out with the boys and drinking booze. Being without you, dear, is hard on me. I'll be home for Christmas, Rosemary. No mistaking the nasally whine of Dick Gardner on that one. Well suited, I think, to much of the material he sings. No one quite like him. Dick spent much of his life in Labrador, referred in the song, you might have noticed, to working at the mining company. So that was probably a reference to the mines at Labrador City, or perhaps Wabash. Dick wrote that song. The title was I'll Be Home for Christmas, Rosemary. It's from a single that he recorded at the Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville around 1983. That's what I figure. Unfortunately, my copy has been on the noisy side. I did my best to clean it up, netted out the noise and so on. But really what it boils down to is I need a better copy. So maybe one day I'll get my hands on one. Before Dick Gardner, you heard Dave and Aubrey. You're listening to Newfound Records. Today we're spinning Newfoundland and Labrador's Christmas 45s. Now next, a couple of Christmas ditties, and they're both penned by the legendary Bud Davidge, well known for his Christmas masterpiece, of course, Any Mummers Allowed In. That's become one of Bud's many signature songs, and gets many, many, many spins each Christmas in this province. Bud released that on a 45 RPM single with his musical partner, Sim Savory. So the two of them together, of course, were known as Sim and I. And they also recorded that, just like Dick Gardner and Dave and Aubrey before them. They recorded it at the Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville. The flip side of Any Mummers Allowed In was a Christmas song, too. Bud also penned it, and you'll hear it shortly. It's called Santa Just Might Not. But before that, another Christmas number by Sim and I, on a different 45, a song about a man's annual promise to his now aging mother. And will he keep that promise this year? Sim and I, One Wish.
Dear boy, was the way that the mother began her letter and wrote on with trembling hand, to say that the trees now are covered with snow and Christmas is not far away. Her thoughts were much more than the words on the lines of happiness shared many past Christmas times. Are you coming for Christmas? I'm anxious to know. That's all that she wrote for to say. I've only one wish for Christmas, only one gift that I want to receive. Only one wish for Christmas, just to be here to spend it with me. Her words brought the loveliest pictures to mind of laughter and love never fading with time. But a promise he'd made to his mother he'd keep, to spend every Christmas at home. He saw how her hand on the letter he read was not now as strong as it was Christmas past. But he'd make the smile on her face brighter yet, these words he wrote back in reply. I've only one wish for Christmas, only this gift that I want you to have. Only one wish for Christmas.
Christmas that I'll be home to spend it with you. I've only one wish for Christmas, just one gift to give like you wanted me to. Only one wish for Christmas, that I'll be home to spend it with you. Only one wish for Christmas, that I'll be home to spend it with you.
Hello, I'm Bud Davidge, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR-FM.
Nobody knows how long it's been, it's ever since the world began. To every house on Christmas Eve comes a red-suited jolly little man. Everybody else is finding it hard, trying to make things do. Did you ever stop to think that Santa Claus might be finding it the same way too? 'Cause he don't have no union to fight for a raise in pay, in spite of the hours that he has to work and the trips that he has to make. Flying all over the countryside in the sleet and the snow and the frost, the only good thing about Santa Claus' job is he never ever gets laid off. Here comes Santa Claus, everybody says, when Christmas rolls around. There ain't no doubt in anybody's mind, old Santa is coming to town. I hope that it never happens, I could hardly bear the thought. If one of these days when we hear comes Santa Claus just might not. If Santa's job is getting harder, it's only like you think it'd be. It's hard to find the chimney to climb since we turned to electric heat. Those shiny metal stovepipes on the outside of the wall, with the wood stove burning all night long, it's a wonder that he comes at all. But he don't seem to worry, it don't seem to bother him none. As long as there's goodness in the world, Santa Claus still gonna come. As long as his little boys and girls with dreams in their sleepy little heads, he'll be around every Christmas Eve, no matter how rough it gets. Here comes Santa Claus, everybody says, when Christmas rolls around. There ain't no doubt in anybody's mind that Santa Claus is coming to town. As long as his little boys and girls with dreams in their sleepy little heads, he'll be around every Christmas Eve, no matter how rough it gets. Yeah, he'll be around every Christmas Eve, no matter how rough it gets.
Two Christmas numbers by Sim and I back to back. That one was Santa Just Might Not, and in before that, One Wish, both written and sung by Bud Davidge. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, break out your hankies, because you're going to need them for this next number. Song by Little John Cameron. He wrote it, and he released it on the Cinda label in 1972 on a 45 RPM single. And that single, by the way, was produced by Fred McKenna. You might remember Fred, if you're an old-timer like me, from the CBC TV series Sing Along Jubilee. He was on that for years. That aired in the late 1960s and early 70s, I believe. Now, back to that song, a super, super sad one. It would bring tears to the eyes of a statue. Song tells the story of little Jimmy. There are gifts under the family Christmas tree for him, and he's walking home from a Christmas party. Then a car without a light, a driver paralyzed by alcohol. Little John Cameron, Jimmy's Last Christmas.
The fairy lights are shining bright upon my Christmas tree. The gifts are waiting on the floor for everyone to see. Balloons and a paper Santa Claus sparkle in the lights to fill his little heart with joy upon this Christmas night. Down the street a little boy dances in the snow. His tiny arms are filled with toys, his cheeks are all aglow. He hurries home to tell his dad of the games and all the fun, and the funny man with the big red nose who had gifts for everyone. Around the corner, down the street, the house is soon in sight.
The snowman that his daddy made cheers a chilly night. And now he sees his mom and dad standing up ahead. They're waiting now to welcome him and tuck him safe in bed. Then suddenly from nowhere comes a car without a light. The driver's eyes stare out at him, paralyzed with fright. Too late he sees a little face that pleads with him in vain, for his hands are frozen to the wheel by the whiskey in his brain. His toys are all forgotten now, scattered by the blow. His teddy lies beneath the wheels, its legs crushed in the snow. All is silent in the street as the engine stops its roar. Poor little Jim on Christmas Eve will see Santa Claus no more.
Little John Cameron. Well, the clock on the wall says time for me to move along, and taking us home today will be Terry Kelly from a single that he released in the mid-80s. That's what I think anyway. A song that Terry co-wrote with Declan O'Doherty. The title is Old Time Christmas Song, and Terry spells the word time in the title of that one as T-Y-M-E. Well, I'm Wayne Tucker. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you back next week for more obscure Newfoundland and Labrador oldies. Until then, take care of each other and take care of the planet, and remember, if you're drinking over the festive season, let somebody else do the driving. See you at once.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Be sure you visit the program's website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and you can follow Newfound Records on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Christmas has come, snow is falling and the kids are having fun. It's a time to be thankful, a time we can share. So gather together and show that we care. Let's sing an old-time Christmas song, just like we used to sing when we were young. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Why don't we sing along? Why don't we sing along? The year's almost through, and those old familiar songs, they sound so new. It's a time to remember that Jesus was born in a faraway place on that first Christmas morn. Let's sing an old-time Christmas song, just like we used to sing when we were young. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Why don't we sing along? Why don't we sing? Sing along, why don't we sing along?
today's Newfound Records show, first aired in 2018.
There it is. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, the voice of the people in Winnipeg.